WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you're driving around town, you've noticed traffic is already increasing in the Twin Cities. 12 major accidents were reported in College Station yesterday between 5 and 8 p.m. 8 years ago, College Station voters approved a bond issue that included improvements at Lick Creek Park. The city council was told at this week's meeting that a greenway trail through the nature park is expected to open next month. Earlier this month, former members of the council approved a utility easement that will connect the city's sewer treatment plan with the former Texas World Speedway, which is becoming the residential retail Southern Point development. Water Services Director David Coleman says the trail above the sewer line will be maintained by the city.
They probably won't even notice there will be an occasional manhole cover. Some of them are raised, but on the existing trail, they're kind of fun. They make some jumps if you're on a mountain bike. It's pretty good.
The former council also approved an agreement sought by the developers that the infrastructure costs will be paid through increased utility bills. No date was announced when construction will begin. Former members of the Bryan City Council at this week's meeting approved more flashing lights at school zones. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck was asked about the staff recommendation.
There are several schools that don't have those. These would be controlled ultimately by our signal system off of Lucia Tower, so they could be controlled on the times they come on and go off.
The flashing lights will be installed around 5 elementary schools along with Bryan Collegiate High School. Lights will be replaced around Allen Academy. The council also approved replacing traffic signals at Villa Maria and Carter Creek, a project which will also include a right turn lane from Villa Maria to Carter Creek approaching the new Sol Ross School. Pulled from Monday night's agenda was considering a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 west to the Forest Park Apartments. Former Councilman Rafael Pina, who made repeated attempts for the sidewalk, did not attend the meeting. Brazos County Commissioners have agreed to enter formal negotiations with the College Station School District, which is requesting the Sheriff's Office to staff school resource officers at middle and high schools.
Talked with the Sheriff about early on was that that was part of our requirement, that there wouldn't be any cost to the county. So we'll move forward with the contract, and I believe we can get one worked out based on discussions with Dr. Ely.
Superintendent Clark Ely says CSISD was planning to pay all county expenses.
We're so excited that the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is so eager to work with us, and Sheriff Kirk and his staff wanting to develop a partnership.
The College Station Police Department is in its final year of providing SROs. Dr. Ely anticipates an overlap period where both agencies are involved. Brazos County Commissioners are moving ahead with building a third phase of the Brazos County Expo. Yesterday's unanimous vote gives the go-ahead to seek bids on what General Manager Tom Quarles says is a $3 million project. It begins with finishing out one livestock stall barn.
And then we're going to go right behind it, and we're going to build a covered warm-up arena that's dedicated strictly to all types of equine events on warming up.
There will also be major upgrades to the outdoor sound, lighting, and power systems, and the South Arena concession stand will be modified to allow cooking. Quarles expects the expansion to be completed before next year's Brazos Valley Fair. Funding comes from the county's hotel occupancy tax. The pressure is on for the new mayors of the Twin Cities in at least one respect. That's the annual bell ringing challenge to benefit the local Salvation Army. The topic was brought up during both city council meetings on Monday night. Bryan City Manager Keen Register noted former Mayor Jason Bayinski won the challenge the last 5 years, which was something College Station's new mayor, Carl Mooney, already knew.
Bryan's always given us some stiff competition, and we need to see what we can do.
The mayor's challenge is scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd at the Walmarts in College Station and in Bryan on Briarcrest. If you're interested in being a bell ringer, more information is on the Facebook page titled The Salvation Army Bryan College Station. And the Labor Department's overtime rule has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas.
The rule backed by President Obama extends overtime pay to more than 4 million workers, requiring employers to pay overtime to most salaried workers who earn less than $47,000 annually. The regulation, which business groups claimed would cost them $12 billion a year over the next decade, raised the salary threshold from $455 to $913 a week. Bill Hammond is the CEO of the Texas Association of Business and was the plaintiff in the case.
We're very very optimistic with the new administration will allow this very bad regulation to die.
Texas and 20 other states had sued to block it. The regulation was set to go in effect on December 1st. Austin York, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. Be a part of the show. Text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to even post your job to find the best candidate? Posting your job in one place isn't enough now to find the quality candidate that you're looking for, and I know from personal experience. If you want to be able to find the perfect hire, and you need to do it quickly, you need to post your job on all of the top sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job at over 100-plus job websites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find the candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. Just quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why we use ZipRecruiter, and it's been used by over a million businesses. And right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front will push some showers and thunderstorms through the region this morning. They will taper off, and then skies will start to clear later this afternoon. We're going to be up to about 65 to 70 later today. We should be clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, we've got high pressure in place, a beautiful Thanksgiving day shaping up for the region. Lots of sun, 70 to 75. It'll turn cloudy for Friday with the chance of a shower. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
No one told you that was gonna be.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah, yeah. So, Jennifer Aniston, who's my favorite friend, considering I've never seen the show.
Oh, Scott.
Never seen the show, Scott?
I never have. I've never seen any more than about 15 seconds of it.
It's like it's a bastion of
yeah, no.
And pop culture.
I like stuff that Matt LeBlanc has done since then. Not that okay. Show he's in now, but he was in a thing called Episodes, which was really pretty funny. Go back and check it out.
Okay.
Fine. Anyway.
So Jennifer, yes, your favorite friend.
That's it. So mm-hmm. Jennifer was on...
Also known as Rachel.
That's uh-huh, right. Uh-huh. The one show on BBC.
Okay.
And she said she's almost like any other Friends fan. If she happens to be flipping through and finds an episode, she is, quote, sucked into the nostalgia, even though she can't remember the details.
But I could see that being...
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and of course, that's the deal, is if you come up with fans, they would gush over, oh, remember that episode when you did such and such? They're going...
Nah, and they did
really.
So many.
Yeah, yeah. They made hundreds of episodes. Yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, meanwhile, she said that nobody was a fan of the theme song that the Rembrandts did.
What?
And they really didn't understand why they had them dancing in a fountain either.
Yeah, the more you think about it, the intro was a little awkward.
When you say nobody, you mean the cast, right?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I was going to say, because I know a lot of people bought that album whenever, really? Whenever it
the
came
Rembrandts
out.
The Rembrandts were really happy about
that.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. But no, the idea of, and again, you got a chance to, I guess, show the stars in non-traditional ways,
mm-hmm.
because, yeah, you get the single shots of them, but when you got them dancing around in the water, it's something different, but, again, a little bit odd. Now, of all the things that are wonderful about Thanksgiving, can you sing a Thanksgiving song? Do you have a Thanksgiving song?
Only the Adam Sandler one. Which...
Yeah, no. So here we go.
Ready? Happy Thanksgiving. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on this Thanksgiving day? Happy Thanksgiving. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on this Thanksgiving day?
I mean, I guess that's pretty much the concept,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, aren't you glad you're not a turkey?
Much beyond that. So there you go. If you thought there wasn't a Thanksgiving song.
The thing is, if you're a turkey and you're still alive on Thanksgiving Day, you've made it.
Yeah, you did good.
Most people aren't out there getting the bird Thanksgiving morning.
Very true. All right, so Hulu has picked up the entire series of the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know the Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Can you name the Powerpuff? Oh, all right. Here we go. It's Chelsea naming the Powerpuff Girls.
Blossom.
Yeah, that was pink.
Bubbles.
Right? Blue.
And Buttercup.
Yeah, all right.
Man. And then you think about it, important stuff that you don't even remember.
Green,
now.
Pink, and blue.
That was actually one of those more forward-thinking tunes on Cartoon Network back in the day. Like, for instance, one of the episodes kind of somewhat parallels The Big Lebowski, apparently.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I don't remember necessarily the details of the episodes, but okay.
If you can find out which one that is, maybe that's on YouTube, or I can find it. Right. I'd like to see that. Anyway, they're coming back. The Hulu's gonna pick those up. The entire streaming rights for the 78 episodes of the show's original 6-season run from 1998 to 2005. The series will be available beginning early next year. The only reason I ask you if you know if it's out there, it's because I ain't spending money on Hulu. I'm sorry. Spending enough money doing TV stuff. I don't need Hulu on top of everything else. All right, so the other thing is during Thanksgiving, a lot of people go to movies.
Yes.
You know, that's a...
Probably the last movie I went and saw in theaters was last Thanksgiving.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just don't go see movies often.
Sure.
But, you know, for us, there wasn't a football game last year.
Right, right.
And, you know...
So what'd you go see?
We went and saw, it was one of Seth Rogen's Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
the night before Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So my brother and I went and saw it.
Was it a waste or was it?
No, it was pretty funny. It was funny, but, you know, I mean.
And that's the thing is because families are together. Now we happen to have a home game this year.
Yeah.
But I think this is the last Thanksgiving game, right?
It is.
Not going to do that anymore. So, you know, it's one of those things that happens that Thanksgivings are a pretty big weekend. What they're saying is that Disney's Mona will overtake Fantastic Beasts Where They Find.
Oh, is this the one that with The Rock voice?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Young woman uses her navigational talents to set sail for a fabled island along with her hero, the legendary demigod Maui.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, also, Lin-Manuel Moran is the creator of Hamilton, did the music for the movie.
Oh, okay.
So that's going on. It's either that or The Beasts or Bad Santa 2. With Billy Bob Thornton and Kathy Bates, so there's probably no reason to be doing that. So, so we'll see. Now, the other thing that's interesting is reading a story earlier this week that, of course, Disney being a worldwide corporation, they had to come up with a new name for the movie to show in Italy. Because you say Mona over there, and all they think about is the Mona Lisa.
Oh,
and so
okay.
That would have been rather confusing had it been some other character other than the Mona Lisa. And while we're speaking of Mouseland, imagine, if you will, Disneyland in Hong Kong is getting rid of the Sleeping Beauty Castle.
What?
One of the most beloved landmarks in the world is going bye-bye at the Asian theme park to make way for Marvel and Frozen areas that will provide spectacular entertainment for guests.
Got to keep up with the times.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Because kids these days might not even know Sleeping Beauty.
No.
They couldn't name her, that's for sure.
No, but they could probably
tell you who
Avengers.
Elsa is. Yeah.
Elsa and the thing with a carrot for a nose.
Olaf.
There you go. Then
that's what they grew up with and are growing up with.
Does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
When a family moved into a house in England, they found a strange device that had been left behind by the previous owners occupying the house, fearing it was a bomb. They called police, who said it looked very dangerous. It was not an explosive device. It was a toaster. Apparently a really fancy toaster.
Oh.
I had no idea
that
it would be mistaken.
I don't think I would still mistake it.
No.
Okay.
We'll see. Hey, by the way, marijuana sales spike at Thanksgiving, in case you didn't know that.
Well, if you're gonna have the munchies, you might as well be around turkey and leftovers.
Be around family, you know.
That's probably what it is.
Last year, marijuana sales the day after Thanksgiving, known in the industry as Green Friday, we're up 13% from your average Friday. Many dispensaries are having specials this week, including something called Weed Wednesday. Again, does not happen here, but happens in the other places.
And if you get into it early, it's THC Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. So I mean, we run commercials here on how easy it is to get a loan, right? I mean, you know, for this or that, basically mortgage loans, local companies, national companies. Housing loan application submitted by a man in China recently rejected because the man had no arms, and creditors claimed thus they couldn't give him a loan because he couldn't be fingerprinted.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Could they toe print him?
I was going to say, what about his toes?
He manages to write his signature by holding a pen in his mouth, but he was rejected by several banks when applying for a loan because he could not provide fingerprints.
They should print his butt cheek like that criminal earlier.
Exactly. The incident triggered plenty of criticism online, with many people pointing out that it's unreasonable to demand fingerprints given these circumstances. In response, several banks to which the man had applied have reversed their decision. Mm-hmm. But that's
That's bad PR written all over it. How do you
make some sense there? All right, it's 820.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a Mega Wide Plus pickup with Mega Tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:23. It's the Infomaniacs. We won't be here tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving being celebrated in many, many parts of the country. Just letting you know that that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
How many people took off yesterday afternoon, you know, and just kind of decided to go ahead and
called it an early
Thanksgiving.
I see that apparently there's going to be a strike at Chicago's O'Hare. That starts Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll
who's
see.
Striking?
That'd be the baggage handlers.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, which, you know,
that's going to be rough.
You got to get those things into the airplane because you don't want to arrive without your bags.
No.
Yeah, what great timing, though, for them to get what they want.
Imagine that. They're looking for a minimum $15 an hour pay rate.
You know, and you know, in Chicago and having to deal with the weather that they do and that, I mean, I don't know if
you
can
murders.
Argue with that.
And the murders.
That's true.
Taco Bell is up in its game one more time.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Yeah, I figured I'd do this before we did the story on Newton's third law of motion. We may not get to that today, but we'll see. Anyway, this time, the fast food staple has added a few fancy items to the menu, including a steakhouse burrito, and Steakhouse Queso Nachos. Fox News reports the chain promises, quote, the perfect combination of sharp and creamy indulgence in a gooey sauce.
Gooey. Love that word.
Which is made with processed cheese, tomatillas, jalapenos, garlic, onions, cayenne pepper, and fire-roasted green chilies.
Is it organic?
No, I didn't say anything about that. Most items will be setting you back about $5.99.
And they're using the term perfect kind of loosely, but I'm sure it's probably delicious.
It's gooey and perfect, exactly. All right, so you never know where John Voight's going to pop up to do a good deed. Yahoo reports the actor was waiting in line at the Walmart in Kentucky, began chatting with a lady with six turkeys on a conveyor belt. Quickly discovered she was the director of a food and nutritional services organization called Home of the Innocents that provides care and love to medically fragile children and victims of abuse. He offered to pay for all the birds and took a selfie.
Oh, very cool.
Which is cool. The lady from the organization said, it was really neat. This guy looked amazingly like Angelina Jolie's father. She just didn't know what that was all about. So there you go.
The Brain's Hearing Network. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Brain structures that process sounds are organized no differently in people who are born deaf than in people who can hear. This according to Harvard neuroscientist Ella Streamamit. She and her colleagues mapped connectivity patterns in the brain's auditory cortex of both hearing and deaf people.
So we were very surprised to find that even people who were born profoundly deaf still show that same type of auditory cortex organization that we typically find in hearing people.
She reported at the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience that instead, these connections likely develop well before birth, requiring no auditory input. And if the structure is already in place, it may one day be possible to restore hearing even to adults. But she cautions that in the meantime, parents should have their children tested for hearing impairments early on. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China is moving quickly to capitalize in Asia on the apparent collapse of a landmark U.S.-backed Pacific trade agreement, saying it hopes now to conclude its own Asia-wide trade pact in a step to broaden its influence as priorities shift under a new administration in Washington. Asian leaders are pressing ahead with talks on a 16-nation regional comprehensive economic partnership, which China has promoted as an alternative to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership. Alphabet's Google is expected to reach a tax settlement with the Indonesian government in the next few weeks. Reuters says under the proposed settlement, Google will pay back taxes and fines, and the search giant will have to agree to a new calculation of profits made in the country. Toyota's recalling 834,000 Toyota Sienna minivans because the sliding doors could open while the vehicle is moving. The recall involves Sienna minivans from the 2011 to 16 model years. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little change to open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Maryland Butterfamous Holiday Ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
I think you agree. Our patience with selfies is wearing a little thin. It was amusing at first, all those people snapping endless selfies of everything they do. But the whole thing has become annoying, trite, and now deadly. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. As 2016 comes to a close, selfie-induced deaths around the world are slowly rising. About once a week, somewhere in the world, someone taking a selfie dies. Carnegie Mellon University found the most common fatal selfie accident is a fall from an elevated location, like a building balcony or a mountain trail. Deaths involving waterfalls and large waves at the beach are next. Oh, and then there are those selfie deaths involving fast-moving trains, standing too close to a wild animal, playing with guns, and standing out in the backyard trying to attract lightning strikes. Overall, it sounds like the famous last words, "Hey, y'all, watch this." Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This year, cyber criminals have attacked millions. It's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even police departments. Ransomware encrypts and locks all of your computer's files, and then cyber criminals demand a ransom. The key to stop it? Keep cyber criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. Kim Commando listeners get 50% off today. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 53 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A $3 million expansion of the Brazos County Expo is expected to be completed by next year's Brazos Valley Fair. That's after the County Commission approved seeking bids at yesterday's meeting. Expo General Manager Tom Quirrell says Phase 3 addresses current and future needs. One project is modifying the South Arena concession stand to allow cooking. Phase 3 will also add new sound and lighting systems, finish out a third livestock stall barn. Then behind that, there will be built a covered warm-up arena for equine events. The expansion will be paid out of the county's hotel occupancy tax. Former members of the Bryan City Council at their last meeting approved without dissent or discussion the replacement of traffic signals at Villa Maria and Carter Creek. The $312,000 project also includes a right turn lane for Villa Maria traffic turning to Carter Creek approaching the new Sol Ross School. The council agreed to spend $75,000 to add flashing lights at six school zones. That was after hearing from Public Works Director Jason Barfneck.
They're similar to what we have in some other locations where they're not just signs, but they actually flash for those 20-mile-per-hour school zones, the flash to alert the driving traffic of the school zone change.
The flashing lights will be installed around Bryan Collegiate and five elementary schools, Bowen, Branch, Carver Kemp, Houston, and Neal. Existing lights will also be replaced around Allen Academy. The College Station City Council was told at this week's meeting that completion of the new Lick Creek Park Trail is expected next month, but there will be more construction inside the park. That's after action earlier this month by the former council to allow a utility easement through the park to what will be a new residential retail development on the site of Texas World Speedway. Water Services Director David Coleman says there will be a 50-foot-wide construction zone, and when completed, there will be a 30-foot trail.
The developer is committed to minimize the amount of cutting that is going to be required to do that. They're going to work around trees that are above a certain size. They're going to reseed the corridor, and then the Parks Department will come back and create a new trail along that corridor.
No date was announced when construction will begin. The former council also approved an agreement sought by the owners of the Southern Point development that water and sewer lines will be paid through increased customer bills. The College Station School District's request to have Brazos County Sheriff's deputies take over as school resource officers at middle and high schools has been accepted by county commissioners. Superintendent Clark Ely says he's looking forward to negotiating an agreement where CSISD picks up all the expenses.
And then we appreciate the commissioner's court for their consideration of it. It's a complicated issue. It's something that the county has never done in the past, at least in this county. It's done a number of places across the state. But we understand they're wanting to take their due diligence patients and their time to consider all the different aspects that go into that.
Dr. Ely expects there will be an overlap period where deputies will be on campus learning the ropes with College Station police officers, which is in its final year of providing SROs. A five-year winning streak is on the line between the cities in the competition of which city council can raise the most money in the Salvation Army's Holiday Red Kettle campaign. The mayoral challenge, which is a week from Saturday, was the subject brought up Monday night at both city council meetings. In Bryan, that was part of the thanks city manager Keen Register gave to former mayor Jason Bayinski.
You're the Salvation Army bell ringing challenge winner 5 years in a row.
The challenge was accepted by College Station's new mayor, Carl Mooney.
We'll be out at Walmart on December 3rd, so come on out and put some money in that red kettle.
Members of the Bryan Council will be at the Walmart on Briarcrest. And 12 major accidents were reported in College Station yesterday evening in a three-hour period. Just a reminder, traffic has increased with Thanksgiving and the A&M-LSU football game tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 53 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Losing a loved one can be painful, especially during the holidays. Hospice Brazos Valley wants to help. Join for a free community event, Handling Holiday Grief, Saturday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Brew Coffee House on Harvey Road. This free event features best-selling author and grief specialist Gary Rowe. To RSVP for more information, call Hospice Brazos Valley, 979-821-2266, or visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Holidays can be difficult, but they can still be good.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Cold front will push some showers and thunderstorms through the region this morning. They will taper off, and then skies will start to clear later this afternoon. We're going to be up to about 65 to 70 later today. We should be clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, we've got high pressure in place, a beautiful Thanksgiving day shaping up for the region. Lots of sun, 70 to 75. It'll turn cloudy for Friday with a chance of a shower. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We normally visit with mayors on Wednesday. We had outgoing mayors the last couple of weeks, and we'll have Carl Mooney in as mayor fairly soon. But it was College Station's week, so I said, let's see if we can get one of the new city council members in here, because we do have three new city council members. And Linda Harvell from Place 3 joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Congratulations, of course.
Thank you so much.
Let's remind people the platform that that won your seat on College Station City Council, so people will understand that.
It was based on neighborhood integrity, maintaining our infrastructure, and that as we grow, that we grow in a smart and sustainable manner.
Now, you know, part of the problem is that horse has already left the barn in a lot of places, and that's unfortunate. And I beg with the city of Bryan not to have the same thing happen, because it happened over years in College Station. But it really is becoming important as the campus continues to grow, as A&M is continuing to push out with their housing efforts. And that makes even new neighborhoods a situation where integrity is important.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's too late for my neighborhood. I live in the oldest neighborhood in College Station. Okay. My late husband and I renovated my childhood home. There's not much that can be done for our neighborhood. But as I was out campaigning and I was visiting with the newer neighborhoods, I was very surprised at the issues they are already having with their streets, with their sidewalks, that is taking 15 minutes to get out of their division because of the subdivision, because of the traffic. And I think these are all things that the city needs to address as we start to grow. Let's don't leave those neighborhoods behind. We've got to take care of what we have.
You know, and again, seeing some of the newer neighborhoods, if you will, out around in the Tower Point area, I can remember driving around there on weekend mornings, and if you have cars parked on both sides, it makes it very difficult for vehicles to get through. We've already had an incident where that happened, where a home had extensive damage because the fire apparatus couldn't get through. And I don't know exactly what can be done now, but, what is the situation or solution as far as you're concerned for those neighborhood streets to not be as clogged and congested and for traffic to flow more
efficiently? Well, I know there was one neighborhood just recently where the city council, prior to my coming on, they had parking on both sides of the street, and they put out a regulation. You can only park on one side of the street because the fire trucks had gone down. They found that they couldn't get through, you know, if there was an emergency. And so, you know, they're taking those steps. But, you know, for a lot of the neighborhoods, there's not a whole lot you can do other than stay on top of code enforcement. You know, if there is parking just on one side of the street, that there's not parking on both, that there's, you know, the availability to get through with any kind of emergency vehicles. And then as we grow with the new neighborhoods, make sure those streets are wide enough to handle the parking. There's going to be on-street parking, so they're wide enough and that they're sustainable, that, you know, in 5 years, you're not out having to lay down new asphalt. And, you know, and even though the city is looking at using concrete roads now, which is better, they last a lot longer. But I think, you know, just as we're planning ahead, let's keep all these things in mind. So a couple of years later, the neighbors are saying, there's no place to park, and the fire department is saying I can't get my equipment through. So, you know, it's just being smart in our planning.
Sure. Lynn Harvell, new member of the College Station City Council, with us. And so neighborhood integrity was the hallmark, keystone of your campaign. But obviously, as you are now a sitting member, there are a whole lot of other situations that you have to get up to speed on and and then make your decision. And while you come from some experience, while compared with others who had been on, for instance, planning and zoning, talk a little bit about the experience that you've had coming up to becoming a member of council.
I think that's the reason I won, because I'm not tied in with any special interest group. I'm more of an advocate for the neighborhoods, and that's not to say that the other council members aren't. Of course they are, but I have that perception of being, you know, the citizen's advocate, that I everything that I when I talk with the neighbors, you know, that I'm listening to what they have to say and trying to take action. Does that make sense where
Certainly.
I'm coming from?
And
in talking with so many people, they just wanted somebody to listen to them. And you know, the things that I heard, I was going, wow, really? You're kidding. Wow. And so they just wanted somebody to listen to them.
Give us an idea of some of the questions, because obviously part of the process is to get up to speed depends on the administration of the city helping you and staff helping you as well. Can you give us an idea of some of the questions that you brought to staff and administration on your early visits?
I'll tell you, city staff has been awesome. I have been up there and talked with them. They've always been so willing to spend whatever time they need to help me understand a situation. Excuse me. And, you know, they're so knowledgeable and so patient.
Well, what are some areas that you felt like you needed to come to them to get some facts from for you to start beginning to grasp this position?
I spent an hour and a half with Dave Coleman, you know, water services, because of all of the issues on water and wastewater. I didn't know anything about that. But now I have at least a basic working knowledge of what the city is faced with as we grow. Always, anytime I can spend time with Lance Sims, you know, planning and development with all of the projects that are going on. I met with Natalie Ruiz with the economic development. I met with the communications, just every factor mm-hmm. there was, and I'm still meeting with the different departments. They're just so nice and so patient, so willing to help any way they can.
Well, again, as the city has just geographically grown, it's grown population-wise, and it's going to continue to have a whole lot of challenges. One good thing, I guess, budget's passed, and you don't have to be challenged with that as soon as you come onto city council, but that's going to be a learning curve as well. Basically, thoughts about what revenue streams might be out there for the city. Have you got some thoughts there?
Well, I'm still very much learning. You know, of course, with my background in Convention and Visitors Bureau, there's always the, you know, the opportunity to create programs that bring in more hot funds, hotel occupancy tax funds. And I know that we're looking very much at economic development and what kind of user-friendly projects we can bring to the city of College Station that's going to be a match for the citizens and the neighborhoods. And I think, you know, that is a huge form of economic development. It's going to be something we're going to be spending a lot of time on as we grow.
Any boards or commissions that you are going to be representing the city on that you have any knowledge of right now?
We are still working on that.
You have a wish list?
I do. I would like to be the liaison for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's what I did for nearly 30 years. I would like to be the liaison with the Arts Council, the Historic Preservation Committee, and then, you know, wherever else they need me, I'm happy to serve.
All right. Linda Harvell, she's a new member of College Station City Council. Thanks for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
You've probably heard this part of the history of WTAW, but now outside the newly renovated Kyle Field, there is a Texas Historical Commission marker that was planted in 2005. And it talks about the early play-by-play radio broadcast of a college football game. And here's what it says. In 1920, David J. Finn and other Texas A&M electrical engineering students attempted to broadcast the football game at Oklahoma A&M via ham radio. When the plan failed, they used a telephone backup, relaying game updates to fans gathered in the Texas A&M Stock Judging Pavilion. The following year, students at the campus wireless station 5XB planned to transmit live play-by-play accounts of the conference championship game against the University of Texas. William A. Tolson and other students overcame technical difficulties to make the broadcast possible. They ran lines from the Kyle Field press box to a transmitter at Bolton Hall and borrowed equipment from the Corps of Cadets Signal Corps. They installed three redundant systems, two connected to the power plant and a battery backup. Harry M. Saunders and the coaching staff devised abbreviations to describe the action and improve transmission speed. TBA45Y, for example, signified Texas ball on the Aggie 45-yard line. On game day, November the 24th, 1921, the broadcast was flawless, with Saunders at the telegraph key. At Station 5XU in Austin, Franklin K. Matuka relayed messages to Longhorn fans seconds after each play. Amateur radio operators across Texas also followed the action. The game ended in a scoreless tie, but A&M became conference champion. The following year, 5XB became WTAW. And several of the students went on to distinguished careers in engineering, broadcast technology, and related fields. Ingenuity and innovation resulted in a pioneering broadcasting accomplishment. That's a Texas Historical Commission marker right outside the east side of Kyle Field. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley for us, for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. is brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is the tractor supply company that provides the small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low, and you get an honest, upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote, and Hay Equipment by Heston. Right now is an even better time to buy. Wegward Inc. has special year-end closeout pricing on 35 to 100 horsepower tractors. So shop now for the best prices of the year at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Find them online at wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555. Or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We've only got 9 minutes left. So there you go.
9 minutes until That's Turkey
right.
Day.
Who once tossed a hissy fit when they found turkey roll in their backstage buffet? Was it Cream, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, or ZZ Top?
I told you never to talk about the time I did that, Scott.
That's right. It was Aerosmith. Steven Tyler claimed he'd explicitly forbidden turkey rolls. So there. Just so you know.
Not a turkey fan?
Guess
or
not. Maybe a turkey roll fan.
Oh.
So, in the meantime, if you're planning to travel this Thanksgiving, pack more than clothes and toiletries. If you've got kids, plan ahead. Pack a few extra items that can reduce the stress of the trip. So, a child psychologist with the Cleveland Clinic recommends grabbing some games and activities for the trip. Kids get bored when they travel. Healthy snacks is a cool. Well,
or you stick a TV in the car.
All right, now see, and I don't want to go there. So I don't want to talk about that. But I know that there are cars that have TVs built into the headrests of the front seat.
There's also iPads.
And then you
iPads,
put the headsets on,
yeah,
and you don't even have to hear
That's
what
right,
they're listening to.
Because after all, it's just your family.
Yeah. Who wants to talk?
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
Bleh.
So, how to eat as much food as humanly possible on Thanksgiving according to science.
Woo, let's hear it.
Let's do that, okay? Important note, this advice is not something you follow as an everyday healthy diet. This is the exact opposite of healthy eating because it's Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah, I've been studying this science for years. Go ahead.
Okay, before you eat, popular science says you need to start on an empty stomach. But if you're starving and you eat too quickly instead of pacing yourself, don't eat too fast.
Yep.
See, because so if you eat fast, then you know, you're going to end up, when your body finally catches up and says you're full,
you're like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you're really full.
Yeah, yeah,
exercise
yeah,
earlier in the day. Physical exertion actually can stimulate your appetite.
You know, a lot of gyms do special early classes on Thanksgiving
Day. Really?
And I worked in fitness for a year, and that was one of our busiest mornings was Thanksgiving. Because people think, oh, well, if I go in and get a workout, I won't feel as bad eating that third piece of pumpkin pie.
Exactly. Go ahead and exercise early. You're feeling good about yourself. You can do that. And then just relax. Seriously, it's easier to eat a lot if you're relaxed. So immediately before the meal,
so
take
don't
some
hang
deep
out
breaths
with your family.
Yeah, that's the other downside. Yeah, how would you be able to do that? Okay, let's see. At the table, choose wisely. The order of the food you eat is critical if your goal is to stuff yourself. If you want to overeat, start with carbs first. Oh, yeah. That's your stuffing. That's your taters. And that's your rolls.
Well, doesn't that stuff expand and fill you up,
Well,
though?
No, not right away. Then follow that with the turkey and the gravy and the high-protein stuff. Save the veggies and the high fibers for last because they make you feel more full than you really are.
Okay,
and
all right.
Sip plenty of water throughout your meal, okay? Here's the deal.
Water fills you up, though. Water fills you up. Well, it gets in the way.
Just a little bit, but just a little bit.
Just sip.
Here's the deal. If we didn't eat like Thanksgiving 3 days out of every week, we wouldn't look the way we do, okay? Mm-hmm. It really is okay for those thin people to just gorge themselves because, you know what, they're going to go back to their regular eating. Mm-hmm. It's the other people
who keep eating that way.
Yeah, so there. National Retail Federation reports 59% of U.S. Americans, that's 137 million people, are planning to or considering shopping during the coming weekend.
Not necessarily Black Friday.
That's right. Mm. Thanksgiving Day, 21%. Black Friday, 74%. Saturday, 47%. Sunday, 24%. Mm. Now, again.
Me, 0%.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily mean that's when the best deals are. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
You think that they are the best deals, but there's not. And don't forget, they got Cyber Monday ahead.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to leave your home.
No. I mean,
you can do it at the office.
Yeah, exactly. And it, again, yes, if you're having to work today, then you've got time to go ahead and do that because. After all, the boss is already gone, right? They took the day off, so you can just go out there and
they left
go
early
crazy.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can play solitaire. You can do
Google Draw.
Yeah, the quick draw thing.
Brenham National
Bank
would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own 4-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just a couple of minutes till. Okay, this just in. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Woo! Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I know.
That snuck up on me.
I know, so be sure and eat pizza tonight. But think about this when you're thinking about things to be thankful for. The United Nations just wants you to know, as you sit down to eat your turkey dinner tomorrow, that most of the people in the world aren't online so far. They don't have the internet.
Oh.
47% of the world's population now uses the internet. That means more than 50% do not have internet access.
And how is that America's fault again? I'm sure there's probably a way.
It is. Well, go ahead and feel the guilt. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, shout out to U.S. gymnast Lori Hernandez for winning Dancing with the Stars last night. She is the youngest contestant to win, and I think she's from Texas, so that makes it even cooler.
How old is she? Do we know?
Yeah, 16. Just pulling that one out. Yep. I think so.
Really?
Wow.
Mid-teenager.
Good for her.
16. Yep. Okay. She is 5 foot tall. Oh, and she's from New Jersey, so I was just kidding.
That's right. 5 feet tall and 16.
Most of them are from Texas, so I just guessed.
Well, that's pretty fun, though.
But, you know, she's an Olympic gymnast. She better win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, the first edition of Life magazine, published on this date in 1936. And, well, it's kind of interesting. Over there in Finland, what they do is if you have a speeding ticket, they tie it to how much money you make. So as a result, on this date in 2000, .com millionaire Jaakko Rosati had a world record speeding ticket, cost him $71,400. Yeah. While he was doing 40 into 25.
Well, that'll do it.
And he was driving a Ferrari. So anyway. All right, y'all have a good Thanksgiving. We're back on Friday, WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 9 o'clock.